Hello and welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I am your host, mindset and life purpose coach, EFT tapping, NLP and time techniques practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, the founder of the Shine with Sophie community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind, elevate your vibration, guide you to unlocking your true power and authenticity, connect you with your soul, and bring you the teachings, tools, and support to help you create a life and business in true alignment with who you are. Thank you for being here. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. I'm excited for this episode. If this is the very first episode that you've clicked on, or if it's not, that's absolutely fine as well. This is going to be a different episode because I wanted to bring something fun, something exciting to this week's solo episode, because that's me. I like to be fun. I like to be unique. I like to be exciting. But also because if you are a loyal listener, if you are in my community, but if you're not, something important to know is that yes, I love teaching, and yes, I love giving this value through my podcast and through my content and giving you information. What is really important for me and the spaces that I hold and the work that I do is to allow you guys to actually embody what I teach and what I give, instead of just listening to it and taking it away and not really doing anything with it. So this specific podcast episode is an exercise to help, an embodiment exercise to help boost your kind of motivation and your confidence and your excitement in achieving a specific goal that you're going for. Because I have been, one, because I want to give you exercises to actually embody and implement, but two, I have been noticing, even within myself and within clients and within people that I've been talking to, that a lot of us are just feeling a bit stuck, a bit stagnant. And I thought I'd give this exercise because it's a very fun, short, sweet, exciting exercise for you to take away, so you can save this episode, come back to it and practice it whenever you can. I actually took a client through this exercise about a week ago and she loved it. It was so fun. I loved it. And I've also been practicing it on myself, and it's called the resource triangle. So it's actually a technique that I learned within my NLP certification, and I loved it. It was funny because my trainer was like, I just knew you would love this. You would love this technique, Sophie. So I'm going to lead you guys through it. So if you have been feeling a bit unmotivated, you've been lacking that confidence within yourself and your goals and your desires and what you're kind of going after, you've been lacking the confidence and the knowing that you have what it takes and you have everything within you and your life and your hands and your heart and your soul to actually achieve these goals and this goal that you're going towards, then this is a perfect embodiment exercise for you to get unstuck, get clear on what your desire is, get clear on the fact that you have everything you need inside of you to achieve that goal and to actually start embodying and stepping into this desire and stepping into this goal now. So if that excites you, I want you to keep listening. I want you to take this exercise, practice it with me here right now, save the episode and come back to it as many times, because I know for a fact you guys are going to love it. It is fun. It is magical. I'm going to actually call it the magical triangle. Not the resource triangle, but it's the magical triangle. We're changing it up. But the fact that it's called the resource triangle, I believe, is because it really does allow you to identify the fact that you have all the resources you need to get yourself from this place of maybe stuckness and lack and scarcity, or like not in complete alignment with your desires, and step into these goals and these desires with everything you already have access to and available to you and within you. So Let's do this. However, before we get going, I want to remind you guys, or tell you if you've not heard, that I am hosting a brand new free workshop, a free 2-hour workshop, Unlock Your True Alignment, on Sunday, the 26th of this month, of March 2023. So if you enjoy this exercise or you're looking for that deeper guidance and support to help you get unstuck and unstuck and realign you with yourself and your confidence and your power and your truth and your path that you're on, then I want you to come join us. So this is for someone who is ready to stop denying and truly embody their truth and their power, who wants to connect deeper with themselves, to stop self-sabotaging themselves and holding themselves back from living a soul-fulfilling life, from achieving their goals and their desires, who wants to reclaim their power and embody their most confident, authentic self and alignment, and feel safe and free to choose and trust themselves and their path. Because the thing is, I know what it feels like to not know where you're going in your life or your next aligned step, or feel confident to take it. I know what it feels like to not feel good enough and always feel like the need to seek external validation or think others know what's best for you, and just not feel completely safe to be and trust yourself and feel like your dreams and desires are impossible. But I also know, guys, what it feels like to reprogram your subconscious beliefs, to reprogram your energy system to align with your truth, to align with your goals and your desires, to heal your relationship with yourself, with your path, with your life, with the universe, with the world, to trust yourself deeply, to choose the right path, to be in alignment with your truest self and soul path, that you magnetize soul opportunities, soul connections, soul confidence to you. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited to lead this next free upcoming workshop, Unlock Your True Alignment. I will leave the link in the show notes to apply, to save your spot. You'll get an email with all the next steps, all information that you need. But throughout this embodiment experience, all my workshops are always fun, exciting, and a space for you to really dive deeper into yourself and be guided with exercises and techniques that really allow profound change to start happening within your life and within yourself. All right, so I have created a brand new meditation to tap into your true alignment portal, as well as an EFT tap-in for unlocking your truth. And we'll be going through other exercises, diving deeper into how to really unlock your true alignment. Okay, so I want you there. I absolutely love bringing people in my community together and diving deeper into ourselves together. It's always such a powerful, incredible, empowering space and experience. So if you want to be there, the link is in the show notes to apply. There will be a recording sent out for this workshop. So if you can't join live for any specific reason, you will be sent the workshop recording if you sign up. But other than that, let's get into this technique to get you excited. Get you excited for the different kind of embodiment practices that I give to my people in my workshops and my programs and in my offers. Also, apologies if my voice goes a little bit funny, because I'm just coming out of a little head cold and my throat has been a little sore and tickly, but we're getting there, we're getting there. But anyway, to get started, I want you guys to get three different pieces of paper, okay? So we need three separate pieces of paper, and I also want you to get a journal or a notebook and a pen, okay? And on these three separate pieces of paper, the first one I want you to label is stuck, the second one I want you to label is desired, and the third one I want you to label as resources, okay? And then I want you guys to place them out on your floor. So make sure you are in a safe space and you have space around you to move, because it is an embodiment practice, and I want you to get into it as well. So if you are driving, or if you're walking, if you're on a if you're on a walk, save this episode and come back to it. I promise you will want to do this exercise. You will want to do it, okay? So if you are able to really take advantage and immerse yourself into this exercise right now, I want you to get those three pieces of paper. Now that you have labeled them stuck, desired, and resources, feel free to pause this if you need to pause it. I then want you to put them on the floor. So I want you to put stuck, the paper with stuck first. And then I want you to place the desired page a bit further up, so above it. And then in the middle of the two pages, but also like slightly to the left of it, I want you to place the resources page. Okay, so it kind of looks like a triangle. So you're standing in front of the stuck page, and then above that is the desired page, and then the middle but to the left is the stuck. Okay? And then I want you to pick up your journal and your pen, and I want you to head to the stuck page and stand on it, okay? So I want you to stand on the stuck page, and I want you to write down exactly where you feel stuck in your life right now and how that feels in your body. And I want you to be as descriptive as possible. So please take your time, pause this, and really dive into this technique, because it's only effective if you really do take the time to immerse yourself into this experience. So be sure to really take the time, pause this, and really get clear on where you feel stuck right now, where you feel stuck in your life right now. Maybe you focus on one specific thing. Maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's within your business, maybe within your job, or a decision you need to make. Just getting real clear and not overwhelming yourself. Maybe just, that's what I'm saying, pulling out one thing that you feel stuck in, and just get clear on how that feels in your body and be as descriptive as possible. Okay, and now that you've gotten clear as possible and descriptive as possible on where you feel stuck and how that feels in your body and in your life and in yourself, I want you to now move on to the desire page. So you're lifting yourself and you're putting yourself physically on the desired page. Now, I want you to journal in your journal, obviously, or your piece of paper or whatever you're writing on how your desired life or goal looks like. Okay, so whatever it is that you're working towards right now, whatever it is that you're desiring right now, I want you to journal on how that looks, but most importantly, how it feels. Okay, so get really clear on what it may look like, but what it also may feel within yourself and within your life. Okay, and then also get clear on the version of you that is not stuck. The version of you that has all that she wants. Okay? She's there. You're on it. You're in it right now. Okay? You're that version of yourself right now. How does her life feel? How does it feel to be her? How does she feel in her body? What behaviors does she embody? And how do those behaviors make her feel? How does her environment feel? Who does she surround herself with? Where does she live in? Where does she spend her days? What time does she get up in the morning? What does her morning routine look like? What are her hobbies? What are her skills? What does she do? What does this version of you do? What is she capable of? How does she show up in her life? How does she show up in her career, in her relationships? What about her beliefs and her values? How does she move through her life? What does she value? What are her core default beliefs? And how does she feel within herself, knowing, deeply knowing that she holds these beliefs and values and lives by them? She moves through her life holding on to these beliefs and these values, and everything is a direct reflection of these beliefs and these values. How does it feel to be living so authentically and so aligned with who you truly are and the version of yourself who has what she desires? And always coming back to this focus of feeling. Not always the material aspects of things. How does it feel? How does it feel to have this problem resolved? What does it feel like to no longer be stuck? Okay, getting really clear now. Again, if you want to pause this, feel free to pause. And now, when you've finished journaling out this desired reality and version of you and how it feels and how you move through your life, and I want you to honestly be as descriptive as possible, and you can come back to this exercise. And again, like, you could easily do this journaling sitting on your bed, but this is an embodiment experience. Like, the difference between, and it's gonna get better, like, this gets better, don't worry, right? But the difference of just me sitting down, giving you these journal prompts and sitting down is so much different than actually, like, you're standing in it, you're there, you're embodying it, okay? So what I want you to do now is go ahead and stand on the resource page. And in your journal, I want you to write down a list of every resource you can possibly think of that you currently have within you and your life that is going to help you reach these desires, reach this goal, reach this dream life, or whatever it is that you got crystal clear on there. And I want you to write at least 50. So again, if you need to pause this and come back to it, please do so. But I also want you to look at, first of all, your inner qualities and characteristics, okay? So focusing on who you are as a person, your qualities and your characteristics that you have within you. And then I want you to start thinking about things on your external, in the external world, yeah? That could be your Wi-Fi, that could be a program you're a part of, it could be this podcast, all the podcasts you listen to. It could be going on a walk, meditations, EFT tapping. It could be a coach, it could be a friend. Whatever these things may be, getting really clear and writing down as many things as possible. I want this list to be as long as you can get it so that you can see just how much you have within you and outside of you that will allow you to reach and achieve these goals that you have, these desires that you have. Okay? So getting really clear from the littlest things doesn't need to be big things. It can be the fact that you have access to free workbooks or free master classes, free workshops with Shine with Sophie. Always coming back to your inner qualities as well, like your courage, your determination, your resilience, your commitment, your determination. I've said that one before, but we need determination, right? Maybe it's your passion, your grit, your desire to love deeply. Your commitment to creating a better life for yourself, to choosing yourself no matter what. Really getting clear. Okay? And I want you to get at least 50 things on there. Maybe it's people. Maybe it's money. Maybe it is the support of the universe, the support of your angels. Okay? Just really acknowledging the immense, unlimited, endless amount of resources within you and your life that supports you to help you reach this goal, to help you reach your desires. Okay? And then when you have your list, this is my favorite part, right? This is my favorite part, so I really hope that you're still here. I want you to hold your journal in the hand that you write with, okay? Whether that be your left or your right one. And with the other hand, I want you to individually pick out every single piece of resource on that page as if it was a feather, okay? And I want you to place it into your body. So you're picking up, metaphorically, every little resource on the page that you've just written in, and you're picking it up as if it's a feather. So imagine it as a feather, and you're placing it into your body, back into your body, okay? And again, like this might feel uncomfortable and a bit weird at first, but I want you to just keep going. Keep doing it until every single resource has been placed back into where it needs to go. So you might feel like an intuitive like nudge to place it in a certain position within your body, maybe in your heart center, maybe in your throat chakra, maybe in your solar plexus, wherever you feel you want to place it into your body. Okay, maybe you're putting them into different places, but just picking out every single resource on your page as if it's a feather and placing it into your body. Now, this is where we get to like the embodiment pieces of things. So, really putting it into where it belongs, into you, back into where it needs to go. Okay? So, pausing this if you need to and you want to, and placing it back in one by one, taking deep breaths as you do it, feeling excited, feeling expanded. Knowing that you have everything you need to achieve your goals. It's a part of you. It's all becoming a part of you now. Nothing can hold you back now because you have everything you need. And once you have placed all the resources into you as if they were feathers, you're now going to take the whole list. And I want you to hug it into your chest, into your heart center. And imagine every single one of these resources as a warm light that is leaving the page and entering and melting into your heart space and spreading throughout your entire body. So just feeling into this warm energy of this, of these resources and this book being placed into your heart center, lifting you up, lighting you up, entering your body, and just noticing how alive you feel, how excited you feel as you realize that you already have all the resources you could possibly need to achieve your goals and dreams. Just notice how amazing that feels. To know that there is absolutely nothing holding you back, nothing stopping you. Notice how free, how confident, how inspired you now feel to take this action, to take the action you need to take in order to claim this magical, amazing future ahead of you by embodying all that you already have within you, embodying your truest self, embodying the qualities and the characteristics that you are, embodying it all. And if you have decided that you're done being stuck, if you decided that you're done being stuck, that you are done holding yourself back, that you're done self-sabotaging, that you have now no more time for excuses. That you are going to fucking claim this future for yourself. You're going to reclaim your power and claim your desires, your dreams, your goals that were placed on your heart, and that you know you have everything you need to achieve them. Then I want you to boldly and courageously and bravely step into the desired card again. So you're coming from the resource card. And you're stepping onto the desired one. And you're committing to creating this life for yourself. You're committing to the goals that you have set yourself. Because you have everything you need now. You know you have everything you need within you to get you to this desired place, to embody it all now. You know that there is no difference in the subconscious mind between thought and reality. So by writing out where you want to be today and deciding that you are going to create it, you've already brought it into your reality. It already exists. It is waiting for you now. There is only one thing you have to do. One last thing. I want you to turn around and look at the stuck version of yourself. You're standing on the desired card. You're there. Turn around. Look at the stuck card, the version of you that is stuck. And I want you to tell her what she needs to know. Give her advice. Give her the advice that she needs to hear right now. It's going to allow you some time to speak aloud if you can. The advice that your stuck version needs to hear from you, the version of you that knows that she has everything inside of her to achieve her goals. And when you have finished giving this version of you the advice that she needs, and the truest version of you, from the most aligned version of you, the most confident version of you, I want you to give yourself a dance. Dance on that desired card. You're there, you've done it. Scream aloud any affirmations, any positive beliefs that came through when you're on that desired card. Scream it aloud. There, you've done it. You've achieved everything you desired. You've achieved your goal. All because you had everything you needed, you decided, you committed. Celebrate yourself. Feel into this energy. And when it feels good to you, that's it. You're done. How do you feel? I want you to let me know if you enjoyed this exercise, if it has inspired you, motivated you, gotten you excited, and I want you to save this and come back to it as many times as you want. If you enjoyed it, please share it to your stories, share it with more people because I know it's a fun exercise. Reach out to me and tell me what you experienced, what shifted for you, and what you are achieving. I want to know. If you want to take this to the next level, if you want that deeper embodiment experience, then come to this workshop, come to my free Unlock Your True Alignment workshop, and we can dive deeper into all that you've just experienced today. Again, I'll leave the link in the show notes. If you cannot make it live, you can always watch the recording. But thank you for taking yourself through this exercise. Like, please reach out to me, tell me how you found it, if you liked it, and if you're going to be doing it often. But that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this different podcast episode. Let me know if you did enjoy it and if you would like more episodes like this. But until next week, mwah!